Welcome to Some Say I'm Gifted, where we teach you the magic of walking in your spiritual gifts and how it can help you navigate this crazy life, and helping you understand that even though we're in this world, we are not of it. So take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and let's get real.
Hello, all. It's me, Tess, from Some Say I'm Gifted, and I'm here not just with the two other cakes, because we're cakes. Did you guys know that?
We're cakes.
Yes, we're cakes. It's really cool. I'm here with Morgan and Danielle. Say hello, ladies.
Hello, everyone. I am Danielle.
Hey, guys. I'm Morgan.
But I also have two extremely wonderfully good-looking special guests, and that would be two people that came from my body. I know that sounds weird, but Stokes, say hello.
Hello, everyone.
And Jasper.
Hello.
And we are having today's episode is Chat with the Boys. And I can't wait. But before we go any further, I'm going to go ahead and just talk about the elephant in the room, okay? We are at a beautiful Airbnb here in East Tennessee, and there are baby deers running in the backyard. So if you hear like a lull, that's because they're running and we're watching them, okay? Please forgive us. It's very distracting. And because they're my children, you know, the chances of them having ADD or ADHD is pretty high, I reckon. Wouldn't you guys say? You didn't hear anything I said, did you? I didn't think so. You were staring at the baby deers, weren't you? I figured you're going to have to say your responses because they can't see you. All right, guys. Do we have a business we would like to shout out today? I've got one if you don't.
Let's hear it, Tess.
Our favorite local place to eat is Pals.
Yeah, Pals is amazing.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Pals is amazing.
Stokes, you even like Pals, don't you?
Yes, indeed.
We love it. It is our go-to in a hurry. And their favorite fast food. Well, I don't know if it's their favorite, but for this area, it's their favorite, huh? Yeah.
Indeed.
All right. So, guys, I have some questions for you. What is it like having such an amazing mom? I'm just saying. Or am I?
I would love to know.
Danielle wants to know. That's my goodness. I'm so proud of us. So do you guys, the reason we're doing this episode is because we can start a conversation and let's say talking about fish, and we can end up like this swim, and we can end up talking about vampires. So what is it, you guys, what's on your minds today?
Stokes, want to go first?
I really have nothing at the moment.
You have nothing at the moment? Is that because you're tired, because you guys are sleepy, because you play football?
Maybe.
Yes. All right, Morgan and Danielle, that leaves it up to us to carry the show.
I have one idea.
Okay.
Is water wet?
You're a turd.
That's quite the debate.
Okay. So, any questions, guys?
Yes. Yeah. I have a question for the boys.
You all ready?
Which is, I want to know what it was like when you were growing up. Was it, what kinds of things did you learn at home, say from your mom? I'd love to know. No, that's a loaded question.
Outside of like normal ABCs, 1, 2, 3, tie your shoes, wipe your nose, wipe your butt, wash your butt, wash your pits kind of things.
Yeah. I'm so glad you taught those things to them.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you
always
go first?
No, Jay, you're first.
How about I tell you guys a story?
All right.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Do you remember we lived in Roan Mountain? It was me, Stokes, and you. And I had stepped into the kitchen. We were all in the living room. Remember we had that big boxy TV? Big screen TV, but it was boxy. It was on wheels.
Yeah.
We were watching a movie in there, and I went into the kitchen to get you guys a snack because you wanted gummies or something. And I go in there and I come back and there was a built-in bookshelf on the wall. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that Jasper was standing on top of it?
What?
And saying, don't worry, Grandpa's going to catch me. I'm going to fly.
Mm.
Ooh. which was my father, who had died 2 months before he was born.
Wow.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember it, Stokes?
No.
Because you were like, Jasper, get down from there. No? So you don't remember, but you remember it, Jess?
No, but like, I'm not going down.
You didn't want to come down.
Yeah.
No, I had to like pry you off the wall. Yeah, it was a big ordeal. So here's another question. Guys, I have a question for you. And I don't know if this answers Danielle's, but when we watch certain movies and you can feel things starting to happen, what happens? Like, you've never seen a movie before, but you can feel things happening. Like, you know it's going to happen, right? Like, let's say we're watching a movie and there's an embarrassing part coming up, and you all don't know that, but I do. What happens?
We cover ourselves up before it comes.
Yeah. Why?
Because it's embarrassing.
And you can feel it.
Yeah.
Before it even happens.
Yes. That's... Stokes, would you not agree?
Yeah, I do.
Are there other things in your life where that kind of happens, where you can kind of feel something happening before it does?
Yeah, most of the time, yeah. For instances, me and my brother were squabbling over something, don't know what though, and I started to mess with him, and he got extremely, shall I say, angry at me and tried to hit me, but I got him first. And from there, he got extremely upset with me and hit me about God knows how many times.
How did you predict that, though? Because you knew it was escalating to that?
Yeah, and plus, when he gets angry sometimes, he kind of turns into a red tomato.
Oh, no, this is true. You have the same issue I have. I get so hot, I could feel my makeup cracking.
Mm.
Like, it
does that?
Oh, you're funny. But you know what I mean? Like, ladies, you know, like, you get so embarrassed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which I think Stokes gets the embarrassing thing, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
He can get embarrassed. Not easily, but it's visibly obvious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
So growing up in our house, was it different because we had burns when things would get hard and we would go pick herbs and we knew, you know, was that different? Or probably not, because that's all you ever knew, right?
Yeah.
You got to speak, Jess.
Yes.
Stokes, you said yeah, and?
It was a little bit strange from time to time, but I just found it normal because I grew up with it.
Mm-hmm. Is it awkward or different going to other people's homes? Like, when you go to a quote-unquote normal person's home and they don't do the things that you see your mom do, does that feel strange, or do you notice it, or what do you feel?
Jay, I'm handing you this one.
I notice it sometimes.
Does it feel different, like not as safe in the house?
I cannot answer that.
What do you notice different about other people's houses from your mom's house, other than the awesome decor?
The only difference mostly is the decor.
You feel like you could just walk into one of your friend's houses and sit on the couch like you do and like lay across it and get a big blanket? No. So you don't feel, it doesn't feel as homey for you?
Yeah.
Or as comfortable. So in a lot of ways, it doesn't feel as safe, correct? I'm not trying to control this narrative. I just know that they're like...
That's
ready
what they
to
tell
do this
you.
Podcast,
yeah.
And then they're in front of the microphone, like, right?
Yeah.
So I have some questions for you guys, if that's okay.
Yeah.
One of the questions I want to know is, do you find it hard, and it won't hurt my feelings, and you all know that, to tell your friends, like, hey, my mom is a counselor, but she's also, like, a spiritualist?
Never told any of my friends that.
You've never told any of your friends that? What about you, Stokes?
I've told probably a few of my friends, but... It
is that
feel
weird,
weird
for you, or do they treat you differently?
No, they don't treat me differently, nor is it weird to me at all.
Do they think it's, like, cool that your mom does something different?
I'm not completely sure, but when I told some of my friends, I couldn't really read the reactions as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Hmm. So I have a question. So the podcast is called Some Say I'm Gifted, and I'm sure that your mom has mentioned the word gifted probably around you guys. Is there anything that she's told you in terms of like her gifts or your gifts or anything that you've been able to pick up on, like gift wise or things that you guys feel? Like, I'd love to know a little bit more about that side of your life and your upbringing.
I'm tagging you in.
No, Jay, you're first.
No.
Can I answer that for them?
Absolutely.
Both of them have a level of compassion that I can only dream of. They have a heart that, you know, I was telling you all earlier, I think that children are sent, especially if their parents are open with their gifts and use their gifts, I think their parent, the children are sent to help.
Compliment.
Compliment and blend the gifts, right?
Yeah.
So my kids are really, really have a level of compassion and love and patience for people that I know a lot of people think I have patience, but their patience surpasses mine. Mm-hmm. So it is really cool. They're also very, very strong and protective. Mm-hmm. Not just of me, but of each other and other people that they feel like, you know, the weaker person. Does that make sense?
So it's almost like an enhancement.
Yes.
That's so cool, though.
Yeah, it is really cool. I really would like for us to get in a conversation about when we start asking questions, like we just have a regular conversation, because that was the basis of this, right? If that's okay, do you all have any more questions? How about if you all have more questions for the three of us, you can just kind of speak up?
Yeah,
absolutely. As we go. Is that cool with you two boys?
Yeah, it's fine with me.
So this morning, I'm just going to start with that conversation. You asked me about Lucifer.
Yeah.
You asked me how did he become Satan if he was one of the top three? And I said, the top three what?
Like, there's Archangel Michael. Yeah. Was he in, like, with, there's one other. Was he in,
there's
like,
more than one.
Yeah.
There's Michael, Raphael, Uriel, and Gabriel.
Yeah, but what was he, all up, like, what, I know he was a part of the Morning Star.
Well, he was called God's Morning Star. Because he was over music and worship. He was like the worship leader in heaven.
Okay.
He was over music. So part of me, and this is what I told you this morning, part of me feels like, it's not really, it doesn't say in God's word, but if God was creating angels to worship him and humans to commune with and worship him, it's almost like he had to have something for them to choose between, like him or what. So Lucifer, it's like he helped build a big head of Lucifer so he could be cast out, so he could fall to pride, right?
Yeah.
And a third of heaven, third of heaven's angels went with Satan, Lucifer, right?
Yeah.
So when he fell from heaven's status, like being an angel, that's when he became Satan, right?
Yeah.
And we were talking about that, and we were talking about those angels that fell with Lucifer, right?
Yeah.
They laid, and I'm doing air quotations, with daughters of Adam. Heathen, so to speak, right?
Yeah. Those heathens turn into...
Well, let's not get there yet. Okay. And they had these things that were like hybrids called Nephilim, right? Like, yeah. And we, in our house, we think they're like Bigfoot and Lizard Man and Stokes. What's some of the Mothman?
Yeah, the Mothman was something other that was also part of that. The Mothman also came from West Virginia. It started, I believe, in 40s, 50s. It became really popular, and it came from one town which I cannot remember.
Point Pleasant.
Yeah, Point Pleasant. And yeah, that was, like, what happened with, like, Loch Ness and all that.
So you think they were all, like, part of the Nephilim, right?
Yeah.
So do you know what happened? I know Jasper does, because we talked about it today. But what happened? Stokes, do you know what happened to those women that laid with the fallen angels?
No, I didn't know.
So we just watched a movie recently about it. Well, that had something that, like, but we'll tie it together. Anyways, they were cast out to the depths of the sea. And in the Book of Enoch, which was taken out of the, you know, whatever, what we consider the main manuscript that was the Bible, they were mermaids. And they preyed on the souls of man. Okay? Now, remember that movie we watched this week? That bad guy in it?
Yeah.
Did he not have, like, the same shaped hands as the mermaids from Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
And the teeth and everything, and the eyes? So if we look at mermaids in that aspect, and what the Book of Enoch says, then mermaids are pretty dark, nasty things, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And we got to this conversation by 7 o'clock this morning, or 7:30 this morning, right, Jasper? Yeah. So we can get some pretty deep conversations. Any questions you ladies have in that direction, I should say, sorry.
Have you guys seen any of that dark kind of stuff?
Have you ever seen a ghost?
Not that I can remember.
No.
Have you ever felt weird energy?
Definitely. Yes.
Yes.
Where?
Random places.
If y'all haven't heard of my mom's old profession with my grandmom, they were, I guess, what would you call yours? What did you call yourselves?
Gypsies. We still call ourselves that.
Healers.
Well, when y'all were, like, going after...
Oh, well, we weren't going after, but we worked in the paranormal field.
Yeah. She worked in the paranormal field, and sometimes we'd be allowed to go with her to certain places, and there's always this one place I will never forget. It always fell off. It was on an island, and we were with a bunch of other people, and there was a place called the Witch's Tree, and it's just, I don't remember where it was, but all I remember is the name of a tree, which was called that, and it was a Native American witch that was on that land, and something happened to cause, I don't know who they were or what gender they were, but they sent out a spell that might, I guess, curse the land and or curse the people that were on the land. That was one place I will probably never forget.
So I know exactly what you're talking about. We were in Roanoke Island in the Outer Banks, right? Mm-hmm. And Stokes, I don't know if you know this, but you know, like, Blackbeard was a real pirate, and that's where his boats were. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
I think we told you that, but you were so freaked out by that part. There's a park. You know what I'm talking about? Where it has the amphitheater?
It's called Festival Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were unearthing. You weren't with us for that part. They were digging up part of that area as we came through, and we got to do a night tour.
Oh, ooh. My gosh.
And my kids were, like, walking around, and all of a sudden, Stokes starts going towards the pit, and I grabbed him. Because it was like they were... So it was really intense.
So that's where they do all the reenactments, yeah, of the Lost Colony.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And that tree's called the Cora Tree, which, yeah, is where Croatan came from. Yeah. Like, the name of it. It's, I agree, Stokes, because that area has a lot of interesting energy.
You know, she used to live there.
Really?
Yeah.
She lived right by that tree.
She actually lived in a tent. She's actually the bitch.
That story's actually about me.
So that was, you're absolutely right. That was one of the worser places. Worser, I know it's not a real word, but it was pretty creepy. Jasper, do you remember that at all? Do you remember? I know you, because you were like, mushroom rings, mushroom rings, mushroom rings. Remember George, Noah, and Anna were with us?
There were a bunch of mushroom rings around?
In that park.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a tour through it.
Mm.
It was really...
Yeah, I feel like Roanoke Island especially had so many of those rings all,
yeah,
the time.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. Anything else, guys? Anything fun, interesting? You grew up knowing what brownies were and fairies.
Yeah. Yeah. We knew all sorts of, I guess, creatures of folklore from my mother, and I think my grandmother as well.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I do remember one place that felt really weird. We have someone family named Mamie. There's two Mamies, and we call her Big Mamie. Uh-huh. Her house is very, very scary.
Yes, it is. Extremely terrifying.
Yeah.
Is there a certain part of the house that makes you a little more creepy than
the
you?
Very back. Like, there's a really, really deep pool. Have you guys ever been to Biltmore?
No.
In Asheville.
I haven't.
Mm-mm. Well, the pool there is basically the same size. It's massive.
I didn't know there was a pool at your grandma's.
It's like a pit.
Not now. Oh. She let it grow up. My grandmother is a Pisces, is terrified of water.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, she hates it. Hmm. So my grandfather loved it. Our family was like the first family in that area to have an in-ground pool. And it was like a big kidney shape with a big diving board. And it had a huge, like patio. We would have big, massive cookouts.
Wow.
I grew up with it. Like, that's what we did all summer. If we weren't going to Florida to their home in Florida, we went to going to the beach with our dad, we went to the pool.
Yeah. Wow.
So, by the time I was like 14, though, it was closed. Okay. Because my grandfather got cancer and he died. And she was like, we're not doing anything with it, which broke our hearts because we grew up with it. But if we go to Big Mamie's and they want to go exploring, because it's a lot of land, they'll go back there. And Jasper hates it.
Have you ever seen anything in there, or just like a creepy
snakes?
Thing? Snakes.
Yeah, ooh. It's how deep do you think the pool is? Like,
it's 12 foot at the end. Yeah, which is like the normal size of a nowadays. But you got to realize this was built in the 60s, and
yeah,
or 70s, I should say.
Wow.
So there was kind of like they were hoity-toity, you know. Yeah. But you don't like the house either.
No. It was, she keeps dolls. I am deadly afraid of dolls. Can you tell about that one incident with Chaz scaring me?
Oh, so, yes, this is really funny. So you guys have been at my grandmother's house, but so you walk in through the kitchen door, which is definitely a southern thing. Like, where we are right now, there's a kitchen door.
Yep.
There's a side door and a front door. There's, you know, so that's normal, right? And my grandmother's house has three doors to get in from the outside world. Actually, probably four. Anyways, so it was me, Stokes, Jasper, Keegan, my nephew, and my brother Chaz. We had all went to my grandmother's house. I don't remember why we were meeting there, but we were all there. And my brother, they were all sitting on this big couch. There's a video, and if I can find it, I will share it with you guys because it's hilarious. So they're sitting on her big couch, and Chaz said, I'm going to scare him. Because in our family, it's like funny. Like, I don't know why. Do y'all's family like try to jump out and scare each other?
No.
Mm-hmm. Danielle's, but yours doesn't?
No, mine does sarcasm. We don't do jump scares. We do
sarcasm. No, this is like, anyways, it's fun. I mean, it's not fun when the person gets scared.
No.
Stokes likes to do it all the time to me because I scream MF-er at him. Correct, Stokes?
Indeed.
I did it. Earlier this week, we did this. Like, he scared the crap out of me. So anyways, they're sitting there watching TV, and they're just like, you know, kids watching TV, like, zoned out to the world. My brother comes around behind from another room, moves a piece of wood, and goes, "Wah!" And all you hear, now they're little. How old were you? Seven?
Yeah, seven or eight.
So Stokes was nine. Keegan was probably six.
Yeah.
So seven, they were all really little, right? Huh. Not double digits yet. One of them screams shit real loud and jumps, and my grandmother's laughing so hard she couldn't move. I think Jasper jumped outside.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I went in the car.
And he wouldn't come back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then, yeah. I have another one, though.
What?
It's where George and Noah were also there. Keegan, this is another time, but I went upstairs to where all the dolls were. This is the same day.
Oh,
shit. Yeah, I went upstairs where all the dolls were. I ran out into the car, scared. I just ran because there's so many dolls. Like, If you go in the bathroom upstairs, there's dolls looking at you if you keep the door open using the bathroom.
You're brave. I won't go upstairs in that house.
I ran straight out, and Jazz or Chuck just started brutally shaking the car.
Like, oh, it was Jazz. He was just trying to mess with you.
Oh, yeah.
And I got badly scared.
Oh, he was freaking out.
Yeah. I was there with him. I decided to go out in the car with him because...
He was freaking out. Yeah. It was a meltdown.
Jasper is having...
Jazz didn't shake the car but once. Not brutally. Yeah, but still, it scared you.
It's... Yeah, it's scared.
That was the same
really
day, Mom.
Bad.
Yeah, it was... He, when Uncle Chaz gets like that, he's silly. He wasn't doing it to scare you.
Yeah,
he was
but
being silly.
That was scary.
Okay. Anything else that you guys like? No?
What about dreams? What are your guys' dreams like?
Don't remember them.
That's not true. He remembers some of them, but he doesn't like talking about them. Unless they're like... His are very vivid, very real, and I do know that he has a hard time differentiating dreams and reality. Oh. Stokes talks about his dreams from time to time, don't you?
Occasionally, yeah, but I haven't had any recently that I can remember.
Do you have any reoccurring dreams?
I have a lot of reoccurring dreams.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
You don't have to go into them if you don't want to, but...
Yeah, I'd rather not say it.
Well, that was interesting.
Cliffhanger much?
Yeah. So, is there anything about our family that you guys think is different?
Yeah.
Like what?
Now, I have to think here. I know there's a lot of different things about our family compared to other people, but trying to get a hold of them is a little bit more difficult.
We can talk about anything in our family?
What? Trying to think of.
What are other things that other kids do that you don't do, or things that you feel like you can talk to your mom about that other people you know can't, or... If you relate yourself to other people, how do you feel different?
Personally, I don't feel any different when I relate. When I relate to other people, it's usually with something difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not too long ago, I was helping a friend get through something, and it was kind of similar to what I experienced when my grandmother died, and for God's sakes, when I was like probably a year or two old, I used to call her mom and my mom Tess.
Yeah, so Stokes loved my mom so much, and I also think it was because he heard all of her kids call her mom.
Mm-hmm.
He called my mom mom, and he would call me Tess.
Because
Everybody called me Tess, nobody called me mom. He was the firstborn grandchild.
So
he did have a hard time when Grandma died, but you do like to help people through issues, correct?
Yeah.
And he likes to be a strong guiding light. So what do you want to be when you grow up?
A therapist.
And what do you want to be when you grow up, Jess?
A lawyer. Trying.
Wow.
Which is really cool. Right? I think, anyways.
Is that because you guys, have learned how to help people and you want people to be helped and have the support that maybe they don't have in their own families?
Yeah, and I want to help people relate to someone that has already been through a really difficult situation before.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be there to have people's backs that feel like nobody has their back, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. Like I said, they've got compassion loads and mounds beyond mine. Patience.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know your favorite place you've ever been, for all of you. That's I want to know your favorite place you've ever been to. It can be like a local place, or it can be a place you've traveled to, but I'm curious.
I don't think I have one.
Yes, you do.
What? I have no idea.
Where do you feel safest? Where do you feel most at home?
In my bedroom, laying down.
Hmm. Our house is pretty hidden.
Yeah.
And it's pretty very magical and mystical and things like that.
If you get up anywhere near, there's barely anybody near, so you can blast music as loud as you want, and you can never get a sound complaint, noise complaint.
That's the one thing I miss about living at home.
Mm-hmm. She lived in a cornfield.
Really?
Yeah. Several cornfields, please.
Literally a child of the corn.
Really weird. Her mom still lives there.
So?
What about you, Stokes?
Are we talking about, like, places of comfort, or what kind of specific...
Whatever.
Yeah. First thing that popped in your head.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little bit difficult. I'm trying to think of something, but...
If we need to circle back, we can circle back.
Yeah, you wouldn't mind that.
Tess, I want to know yours.
Anywhere with my kids. I know that's really like a cheesy answer.
It is.
But it's true. Like, if we're together, I'm cool. Mm. I mean, I love the mountains. I love the beach.
Yeah, that's good.
I like rivers and lakes, but I really, just as long as we're together, it just feels like home.
Okay.
Stokes, you anything?
I haven't. Oh, I got a place. There was my grandma and my mom used to own this place called the Red Door Candy Store in Banner Elk. If you haven't been there, it is a kind of a small place hidden around the mountains. It's right outside Roan Mountain. And me and my brother would go there a lot of the time because it was a candy store on the first floor, and the second floor it was a hair salon, because my mom and my grandma both did hair stuff. And I loved just, we had an old TV in there, like
I made you guys a clubhouse.
Yeah,
it was. It was a little clubhouse.
And what me and my brother would do is we'd run downstairs, we'd have some candy, run back up, pop in a, was it a VHS or
yeah,
a CD?
Yeah, it was VHS.
A VHS into a TV, watch a movie, just sit there and watch. Yeah. And there's always this one movie. It's kind of similar to The NeverEnding Story. But it was, I don't remember. I don't remember the name of it, but I've seen it God knows how many times. It was like me and my brother's favorite movie up there.
It was kind of like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Somewhat like, it was...
Are you talking about BFG?
It was not BFG. That's another great movie, shall I say. And it wasn't BFG. It was really similar to The NeverEnding Story. But the kid kind of like got sucked into the book of like this.
Pagemaster.
Yes, Pagemaster.
Pagemaster, yeah.
That
Macaulay was. Hawkins. So that's your safe place?
That was one of my most favorite safe places.
Yeah.
But, and we had a futon there, so me and my brother, we'd get McDonald's and just lay out on the futon.
You would get Sorrento's.
Yeah,
you had fancy
Italian
food.
Cuisine delivered to us nonstop.
Oh my.
God. It was a bougie state of life you guys
had. Yes.
Absolutely amazing. And, I always, I forgot her name, but.
Nikki?
Yeah. I remember it was me and my brother's first time. Playing video games at someone named Nikki's
house.
And she worked at Sorrento's. And
she ran Sorrento's.
She ran Sorrento's. And it was so fun. I mean, I remember playing like Fortnite for the first time. It was during like maybe when it just came out as well.
It was the very first campaign.
Yeah.
That's what it was, the first season of it.
Yeah, first season of Fortnite. I never understood a thing about that season, but yeah, that was like Banner Oak was a really good place to be.
Okay. This is peanut butter and chocolate.
You may have it.
I just can eat this bite. Y'all saw me rip it off.
Okay.
So,
isn't that the size of your stomach?
I had gastric bypass in June of last year.
Burn.
So this is, you know, I'm stinking a bite of peanut butter and chocolate donuts I've never had before, you jackbutt.
Oh my God. That's horrible. Don't eat them.
Do you want to, like, could we, like, come up with a campaign on the spot or, like, talk about some of the campaigns that we've done? I mean, that you all have done.
Do y'all play Dungeons and Dragons?
I remember doing a campaign, and I was the first one. I was the
first
DM.
Dungeon Master.
They lead and record everything that happens.
Okay. He sucked at it badly.
I'm aware of it.
It's not easy.
He never played. We did two times. We did it, and he never. And we were waiting on him again.
Times.
We were supposed to do more. We waited until for 5 months. He never did another 1 month. Mom,
what?
That's a lot of donuts.
Dump your stomach.
This is not.
Dump your stomach. No.
Okay, so wait, what is a dungeon master?
Yeah,
because I don't.
Okay, a DM is like the. Oh, okay. A DM is something that they're the dungeon they're the dungeon master, and they control everything. They could make they basically, if they want to, they can follow like a step by step campaign, or they could make up their own, which is
It's a lot more work, and it's called a homebrew.
Yeah, creating your own kind of story and what needs to happen, and so, I attempted that for one time and it did not go well because we were about like maybe a fourth of the way through, and I remember exactly where we left off.
I have a question. Can you use Dungeon Master on a resume?
No.
Yes.
Really?
Apparently.
Really?
Yes. Absolutely. No. Yes. There's creativity skills, people management. There's all sorts of skills that you can use. I mean, I don't know if I would say I'm a dungeon master unless I was professional, which I've been paid twice to DM for people.
Really?
So I am a professional dungeon master.
How much money do you get from being a...
I got $100 or $200 each night.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. So
she's a dungeon master with whips and change boys, and we won't talk about that on here.
They pay a lot more than $200 a night.
We're joking. Look at this. I so wish that everybody could see their faces right now. They're like all hope and faith that their Aunt Morgan just flushed out of them. Like, look, you look a little pale. It's okay. He's like, don't touch me. You said this. You okay, Sox?
Yeah, definitely. Anyways.
I'm scarred.
So, would you all do a campaign if Morgan was apparently the very dungeon master?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Can we record that?
Yeah, I would absolutely.
Can we do a podcast on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, if we could do an episode on that, I would absolutely love to.
Yeah.
Really?
It'd be really fun.
Me and Danielle never done anything like that before.
That's the best part. And we'll do a pirate one. Because they wanted mermaids. That was their request.
That's
if we were going to do one with just
them. Okay. I have a few ideas for characters and or backstories, because when it comes to making stories, I am extremely creative, but writing them and or typing.
No, Jasper's shaking his head. I heard Stokes's. I heard Stokes's story. You came up with the campaign.
I mean, they have
detailed.
Crazy imaginations. I'm so happy.
And yeah.
We always promoted imaginations in our house, so.
Yeah, so we can write something really good, and then we'll run it through them together.
All right. That'd be absolutely
fun. Yeah.
So you all come up with the roles and, like, the characters and stuff, and then the
To an extent. No, you come up with the characters. You guys come up with we build the world you're going to play in and what's the situation that's happening.
How, what kind of characters did, have you ever been? Like,
I've been a druid, I've been a ranger, I've been a tiefling, I've been a gnome, I've been a hobbit, I've been...
Which one was, the, what was your favorite?
I made, that you would really I made love. A stoner wood elf.
A wood elf stone? That, honestly, that kind of makes sense. They are a wood elf, and...
They're very nature-y people.
Yeah. So. They gotta connect with nature, and what other way to connect with nature than being out in the wilderness and stoned at the same time?
And what the hell do you know about that?
Okay, well, what kind of face is that? But you,
there
you,
is,
you pulled the old face again. The, oh, wait, that's always your face.
There's no need to...
You all hear what this child just said to me? While this one's stumbling to answer what it means to stone, this one is going, oh, wow, Mom, you got the old face. Oh, that's your face all the time.
Why are you asking for the hard
stare?
You
have to sleep at some point.
No,
He already did it. He's good for a little while.
No, trust me, I can out.
You really could.
Yeah.
I've stayed up for two nights straight. No sleep whatsoever.
Wow.
I can probably stay up for a lot longer.
Do you want to take a challenge with me? Let's go.
$50.
I would not mind.
You can barely stay awake during the day.
Yes.
I know, but when it comes to night, I could just... I'm mostly just...
No, you're not. At all, Stokes.
Now, listen. Heed. Hear me when I say this.
Heed my words.
Every time, either whether it be a weekend and or when we have dead weeks, yes, Jasper will already be asleep, and I'll be up at around 4 a.m. playing video games. Most days right now, I have been playing Fallout 76. I'm trying to get
not most days, every day.
Yeah, every day I've been just playing 76.
Unless he has something to do, he is on 76 immediately when we get home.
Yeah. I shower and get on 76.
Fallout 76.
Just after football practice, because it's 7,
yeah.
Right? Okay. All right, so we're going to do D&D campaign, right?
Yeah, so guys, look out for that. We're going to do a D&D campaign next round.
I never thought I would be doing a D&D campaign.
Mm. Okay,
well,
are you allowed to be are you allowed to be a summoner?
You mean a necromancer?
Yeah, necromancer.
Possibly.
He's gonna try to become Sunji.
No, yeah, that's against this in my house.
I love being necromancer.
He's gonna try to become Sunji Woo if you want
no,
to learn.
No, I have a way better version. I have a way. I have a plan.
There's always one who tries to ruin the campaign.
Yeah. Always,
and that
always
and that person
goof.
Is me.
I don't know what y'all are talking about, but my oldest knows what it is to be stoned, and my youngest wants to speak to the dead, so...
I want to speak to the dead.
It's, those are your children. This makes sense to us.
You best hold your tongue, child. That's terrifying. And so you're going to answer me when you... How did the stone thing... Was just going to let that go out the window like the pot you apparently been smoking?
Stokes.
I do not
okay,
smoke
wow. Okay.
I do
you're,
not smoke
you're 14
pot.
But see, this is the great thing about the fantasy world is he can his character can smoke the pot for him, so it's not really an issue.
If you could be inside my brain right now, you would understand that it's going to come out of my mouth. I can't control it. But nevertheless, we'll do the D&D thing, but not the pot. Deal?
Fine by me. All
right.
Is it up for grabs for me or
no, Jasper.
Yeah, so can I?
Yeah. Y'all gonna leave
May
me
I take more. The mantle of the stone?
No. No. Alright.
Okay.
Tell me what is your favorite pastime?
Watching like watching TV or like
yeah, what do you like to do
watching
when you're not?
Crunchyroll.
He loves anime. Apparently, I've been
or listening to rapper music. Completely different things, but still good.
Okay. Diverse. We love that. Stokes, you.
If it's like TV, I love
playing video games, especially Fallout. It does not matter whether it be 3, 4, New Vegas, or 76. They are all really good to me, even though 76 glitches and bugs every single time.
He won't gamble on 76. Like, I don't know why. Like, that's the game is made for gambling. I have been trying to make him gamble. Yeah, it is.
You can gamble, but I choose not to.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And the video game, you can gamble, like, money. And I want him to put it all on red and lose everything or double.
Oh, you're talking about New Vegas.
Because
you can play blackjack.
About me and Chuck.
Yes.
You can do blackjack and roulette and slot machines.
A double or give it an extra day.
Anyways, if it's music-wise, if you've heard Fallout music, it is based within the following decades, the 30s, 40s, and 50s, maybe 60s of the 19th century, I guess.
So long ago.
20th century.
Yeah. 1900s.
Yes, 1900s. However you say it.
Yes. Okay, so you guys play football?
Yeah.
Of course.
What position do you play?
Tackle. My goal, I'm right now trying to get into right tackle, the same as Soaks. I'm doing pretty good in it.
That's cool.
A lot better than I was in left guard.
Yeah.
A lot better.
So you guys like football?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. Football's fun. But it's really, really hard.
Yeah. So you're into football, you're into video games, you're into Dungeons and Dragons, you're into...
watching shows?
TV, movies.
About everything.
Yeah.
So in this area, where's your favorite place to go hang out in nature?
In nature?
Backyard. Or airsoft field. I like that.
No. I was like, Stokes, where were you last weekend?
Sacred. We call it the Sacred Spot. And it is in Rome Mountain. It's when you go further up the mountain than trying to get through it. And up there, there's this place we'll go to if no pool's open and we just want to go swimming. We'll go to this little river and just... We call it the Sacred Spot. I do not understand why.
But it's sacred to us.
Yeah. And we'll go there and just swim. And it's fun all the time we go there.
And it changes. The water changes.
Yeah. It's always cold, though, which that's something that will forever stay the same about it.
I like when it's cold, though.
You didn't even get in last week.
You didn't either.
He did. I pictures
was.
Went underwater.
Nuh-uh.
You just put your feet in and did nothing else.
Yes.
You broke. I
we
had
did
a
get
giant.
We did have a. We were fighting the snout dog poop.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a giant thing of dog poop. Yeah.
Turd. Big fall.
I had a huge stick.
It looked like a battering ram.
It looked like
a. It was a battering ram.
Just get rid of the middle part of it.
Oh, yeah.
And Jasper decided to break it.
Okay, I had a strong stick.
And I was telling you to let go of the stick.
No.
Your stick was hanging onto mine. I was saying,
Look, there was a small, end between, the middle of those, two sticks. I had a stick that had, a small,
curve.
Yeah, curve that was straight. And I just started pulling, and Stokes was pulling the opposite way.
Excuse
and his,
you.
Thank you. And it just broke, right in half. Stokes.
Because I continue to tell
yes,
you.
Yes, and but Stokes, the stick that I had was strong. Okay.
I wanted
That's,
to
was
use
strong.
Stick and just.
They were picking
you.
Up big rocks. They built dams.
Yes.
Technically speaking, yes.
Very bad for the environment.
So how bad does the sacred things. Spot change?
I have no idea.
Damn, that's
to
it.
It's my mom.
There's
for
nothing really.
I'm
different.
Sure the water level changes, like how high and deep.
Well,
the
so
water.
We recently had a flood. Well, last year we had a flood.
Yeah.
So it changed the flow of the air, water through that area, and it depends on whether, like she said, the water levels. You know, if we have had a lot of rain, things like that, and it will get so rapid through there that it'll change the curve of that corner, because it's like a little nook in the corner. It's pretty cool though. But it also is, it's actually on the Appalachian Trail. It's called Peg Leg, but it's pretty cool, and you don't have reception there, so it's kind of escape from reality too. And I think that's really what, you don't have a choice but to interact with each other, and I think that's what's cool, is that they still pick that. And we're lucky enough to have kids that still want to be in nature and water and things like that. So can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
You love Jesus?
Of course.
Yes.
Do you guys like going to church?
No.
Why?
I don't like it. In general, I just don't like it.
Like, you get anxiety when we're in church.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
What about you, Stokes?
Well, it depends. If I know people there, then yeah. If I don't, I'll just be there. Doesn't mean I will enjoy it, or doesn't mean I won't hate it. It's kind of a mixed feeling, I guess. If I know people there, then yeah, I'll have fun. But other than that, no, not
but
really.
But we don't make you go to church.
Yeah. I have the opposite of Stokes. If there's people there that I know, I immediately make sure that I'm not near them at all. But if the people that I do not know, still bad, but I walk around more.
Yeah.
Like, I do not like interacting with people I know, specifically from school. I don't like doing it.
Okay. So, is there anything, any questions you have for me lately?
No.
Nothing?
Your eyelashes are broken.
Where? You're tired.
Yeah.
What about you, Stokes?
Not really, but I do.
What?
Will you ever try to play video games again?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about my experience? Well, we were playing Halo in the other kids' room, right?
Yeah.
Man, I was killing it. I am not lying, ladies. I was killing it.
Herself, specifically.
No. I'm telling you, I was kicking ass, okay?
Yours.
And then which game was I realized it was Halo, wasn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, it was Halo.
Yeah, it had to be Halo.
It was because we were in war. Was. I was really going, and then
he figured out that she was hurting herself and her own teammates.
Oh. I was stuck in a corner. I thought my player was one of theirs.
I've done that before. I don't like split screen games.
Oh, this was like three screens.
Four. Yeah.
So I didn't know who I was.
Yep.
First of all, secondly, I don't know how to play video. I mean, I'm like Duck Hunt, Mario Brothers.
Oh, you have
Super Smash Brothers, Street Fighter. I keep.
She's good at Street Fighter, Mortal but everything Kombat. Else she sucks. She's only good at one person. If you get rid of that one person, she can never play a game right unless she kills herself in the game.
Yeah.
Like she keeps in Halo, she jumps off.
Yes.
Fortnite
with him.
No, Fortnite, you also jump off and take fall damage and die, and they have to revive you. And you take the good loot.
Have you guys ever typed on a typewriter?
Yes.
Yes. I love doing typewriter. That. That is fun.
Well, this analogy wasn't going to go where I thought it was going to go. Think of something older.
Okay.
You ever use a landline phone?
There you go. You ever use a landline phone?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So, were you really good at it? Were
you guys have to do that in school if you want to call our mom. You're not allowed to use our own phones. It sucks.
Yeah. Are you guys good
unless
at it?
Well, I can call her on my watch.
Technically speaking,
I don't know. We need something harder. I'm trying to listen. Your mom wasn't raised doing video games, so it's really hard to learn that skill.
Mom.
You know, Tetris.
Older games.
Back in the old days. 1980s.
I prepare your food.
And I eat it.
This is awesome. So I'm going to go with a no
video. No. It's not a big thing for me. You're, to do
are y'all trying to find something that a lot older that me and my brother have not used that y'all have?
Yes.
You will not find it.
Driving a car.
Oh.
Technically speaking, yes.
I have driven a motorcycle. Yes.
He laid it down and then laid there.
No, I did that once, okay? Once.
I beg to differ.
Once. I went way too fast, and I used my feet as brakes. Not a good time.
So that does just the different ages and everything kind of leads me into wondering, like, I think of this a lot, is that, like, the more generations there are, the more you have to remember. Like, we're expected to remember history, and, like,
yeah,
there's more history to learn. So, like, when you, it keeps, you have, the younger you are, the more you're expected to know. Because time keeps moving, and, like, you're expected to know the past or, like, remember older things. So, like, each generation is responsible for remembering or, like, carrying more weight.
Traditions.
Yeah, traditions. Like, there's more and more, and when you keep building more, there's not less. I don't know if that's making sense, but...
It is, but, like, I feel like at the same time...
My brain's...
generation probably remembers things that they'll never think of.
The Y bomb?
Yeah.
Because you were born...
Say it, and I swear to God, you're in full slap range.
You were born
within
in
this little T-Rex arms.
You were born in a very early age.
You're know, taller than me. I was born at a very early age. Yes, I was a newborn.
What did it say wrong?
Yeah, exactly. So, do you think our family is unique, fun, or just horrible?
Unique.
Like, in our home.
It depends on who is.
No,
home.
We're not being
It
me.
Depends who no. is kicking over the house that day.
It, okay.
If it's Chuck, if now. It's mom. Most of the time it's mom. But if it's Chuck, it's more fun.
Now, what I said, it depends on who's home. It depends on whether it is either going to be extremely fun watching someone having drama with the other and or hearing them, or it's going to be extremely quiet.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be rude to...
anyone.
No. Okay. I'm not trying to be rude to anyone of the sort, but...
Mama's already heard
it's,
enough.
It's hilarious seeing, like, George and Noah, like, squabble over something. It's just, like... It's like two, would it be elk or buck that fight with their
antlers?
Antlers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's watching
it's
them go
the
back
same
and
thing
forth
with me and you, but you yeah. always win.
Technically speaking, yes.
No, I usually step in with you two if I'm there. So,
when you're upstairs, unless it soaks, jumps me.
Okay. So, I've got one more question for y'all, and I know we're probably beating a dead horse, and I hope everybody's enjoyed this very much. And
yes.
Having inside ears on our family.
Yes, 9 months home.
What? Your turn. So, listen. If there's one tradition we do in our home that you would take to when you have your own family, what would it be?
What again?
What is some tradition that we do in our home that you would carry on in your family? Like if you had kids one day. It could be our meals, our Christmas.
Making the parent always feel old.
You hope your kids do that too?
Yes.
Oh my God. What about you, Stokes?
It's funny.
That's a good question. I'm not sure, to be honest. I'd probably bring in kind of a family movie kind of thing.
Oh, the family movie night?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of people do that, though, but anyways. It's, yeah.
I don't know, did your families do family movie night?
No.
Really? Mm-mm. Ever since they were little, we've done it. And to the point that now that we have a blended family with Chuck and his kids, they didn't do it either. We're big movie goers and watchers, yeah. Aren't we?
What night?
Just random. We used to have a set night, but like with so many kids and so many sports and things, it's really hard. But we try to do it as much as possible. If I'm able to plan and it's not spur of the moment, we do popcorn, we do sweet treats, we do drinks. We
And it really, it started with me and my boys because I was
home
a single
theater.
Mom. Yeah, I was a single mom and we were broke. So I did whatever I could to entertain them and made it special. And would build pallet beds on the floor, you know, like with blankets and things like that. Or I would always build us a teepee with real sticks. I would go and I would like put Christmas lights in it.
We used to have one of those, right?
Oh, yeah.
We did. But we had to get rid of it.
We cleaned out our basement recently, and some of us have a hard time letting go of the past. So anyways, So then when COVID hit, is really when we got Chuck and his kids into it, because they weren't really big movie people, but now we all do it. I mean, we have some complaints, but it's pretty good. So thank you guys. We would like to hear y'all's family traditions, things like that.
Yeah.
Reach out to us at somesayimgifted@gmail.com or Facebook, TikTok, Instagram at somesayimgifted. You can find me at somesayimgifted, or yeah,
all spent way too long.
You can find me on Facebook at Tessera Lee McKittrick, and let us know what you think. We love you guys. Hope to hear from you soon.
See you next Thursday.